This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Could you hear me?
Recording in progress.
Okay, excellent.
Yes.
We're going to give this a shot. We're learning the Darim, Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis, Daf HaShavua. And here we go. The Mishnah said as follows. If somebody asered figs and grapes, so if the husband affirms the nether on figs, the whole thing is affirmed. If he annuls the figs, the Mishnah said it's not annulled until he annuls the grapes as well. We learned that there are two different perushim. What does it mean? What it means, it's not annulled. Doesn't mean if he annuls the figs, the grapes are not annulled until he annuls the grapes, or even the figs are not annulled. But if a woman says, I ask her figs that I'm eating, grapes that I'm tasting, so then she enunciated a neder on each one separately, so then they stand on its own. Now, so the Mishnah says that if you affirm one, both are affirmed. If you annul one, it's not affirmed. Mani mas nisin, who's the Tana of the Mishnah? Rabbi Shmuel. The Tanya we learned in a Braisa, Isha yikimenu, the Isha yifeirenu. The husband will affirm, the husband will annul. What do we see from there? Amra koinam te'enam va'anavim elu shani te'ames. She says, I ask her figs and grapes that I'm eating. Kiyem l'te'enim kulay kayim. If he affirms the figs, the whole thing is affirmed. Hafer l'te'enim. If he annuls the figs, enam ufer, it's not annulled. Ad sheyofer af l'anavim, till he annuls the grapes as well. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So the Mishnah that says affirmation on one is effective for the whole thing and annulment on one is not, is going like Rabbi Shmuel. But now we're going to bring a dissenting view, the view of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Harei Oimer, it says Isha Yikimenu V'Isha Yifeirenu. It compares them. It says, you see, Rabbi Shmuel learns Yikimenu implies Yakum Mimenu, even if you affirm only partially. But Rabbi Akiva says, it compares the two, Isha Yikimenu V'Isha Yifeirenu. The husband will affirm, the husband will annul. Ma'yikimenu mimenu, just like by affirmation, even if it's partial, it's valid for the whole thing. Afifirenu, so to by annulling, mimenu. If he annuls part, the whole thing is annulled. Okay. Rabbi Shmuel asked on Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel miksiv yafer mimenu. Does it say yafer mimenu? It doesn't say that partial annulment is effective, and therefore partial annulment is not effective. But Rabbi Akiva says we're going to compare the two. Rabbi Akiva, makish hafar lahakama. We're going to compare annulling to affirmation. Mahakama mimenu, just like affirmation, even partial, afafar mimenu. So this is machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Amar Rabchia bar Ava. Rabchia bar Ava said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, zu divrei Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. The above mentioned opinions are the opinions of Rabbi Shon, Rabbi Kiva. Ava chachamim oimrim, makish hakama lafara. We compare affirmation to annulment, namely ma hafara, just like by annulment, ma shahafer hafer. What you annulled is annulled, and what you didn't annul is not annulled. By the way, this is mashma like the pshat in the Mishnah, that if you affirm partially, at least what you annulled is valid, you undid. Af hakama mashakiyem kayim. So too by affirmation, what you affirmed is affirmed. So in other words, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel say partial affirmation is for sure effective. They argue about partial annulment. Everybody agreed partial affirmation, the whole thing is affirmed. Machlokes is what if you annulled it partially. Rabbi Akiva compared it, and Rabbi Shmuel didn't. But it sounded like there is a man de Amar that everybody agrees everyone agrees partial affirmation is valid. The question is, what about partial annulment? Rabbi Akiva says, partial annulment, the whole thing is annulled. And Rabbi Shmuel said, no, partial annulment, nothing is annulled. That's what it sounded like. Or there was a view, the whole thing is not annulled. Now, we're bringing in the opinion of the Chachamim. They say we compare affirmation to annulment, just like by annulment, what you annulled is annulled. By the way, that's not necessarily unanimous. Why? Because Rabbi Yishmael held partial affirmation, the whole thing is affirmed. Partial annulment, there is a view it's not annulled whatsoever. There is a view in the Mishnah that at least what you annulled is annulled. But now we're taking it as a davar pashut, it seems like, that by annulment, what you annulled is annulled, so too by hakama. Now, let's see the Ran. Hafer, it's a little bit hard to see the Ran here, okay. Hafer, leteinim, eno mufar, ad sheyafer af le'anovim, enoi mufar kol haneder. The whole neder is not annulled. Kidamrinam b'hakama, like we say by hakama, dim kiem miktsasai kiem kulai. So, when we say enoi mufar, it's not annulled at all. Another pshat is inami, enoi mufar klal. Afilu l'te'enim, meaning the first pshat when we say hafer l'te'enim enoy mufar, it means for the grapes it's not annulled, for the te'enim it is. Another pshat is it's not annulled at all, even for the figs, like we wrote in the Mishnah. Ma yikimenu mimenu, just like affirming even partially, demashma debemiktsasai, it's mashma even partial. Dahainu mimenu, that's what it means. Yikimenu, yakom mimenu, hukam kulay, the whole thing is affirmed. The kaimenu hachi mashma, af yifirenu, nami af agav dolei mashma hachi, even though it's not mashma, but we're going to make a hekesh, afilu hachi ha'iskesh, it's hukash. It's hukash. Nevertheless, it's hukash. Oh, there are people I didn't see. Okay. Okay, weiter. The Gemara says, Amra koina te'ina. The end of the Mishnah, we said as follows. If she said, I asked her figs, I asked her grapes. So the halach is that each one, it's a separate neder. Amra koina te'ina, Amar Rava. Masnisin Rabbi Shimon. The Mishnah is going like Rabbi Shimon. The Amar Ad Sheyoymer Shvuah L'Cholecha V'Yachad. Until you say the word Shvuah for each and every one. It's talking about like this. If many people are toiveya you money, if somebody swears falsely, they have to pay and add a chaymesh. But what if somebody is claimed? Many people say, "You owe me, you owe me, you owe me, you owe me," and he says, "I swear, I don't owe any of you." So is it? Is it like swearing falsely once or swearing falsely five times? So Reb Shimon says it's not considered swearing falsely five times until you say Shvuah to you, Shvuah to you, Shvuah to you. Our Mishnah is mashma like Reb Shimon, that until you enunciate it separately for each one, it's not considered a separate neder. Says the Ran, Amar Rava Reb Shimon he, Da'amar ad sheyoymer Shvuah l'cholecha b'yachad. B'perek Shvuas ha'pikadon he. The Tanan Hasam, Hayuchamisha Toivim Oisai. If five people were Toivea, you money. V'amar Shvua She'in Lecha Biyadi, V'loy Lecha, I swear, I don't know you and I don't know you, V'loy Lecha, Chayiv HaKalachad V'echad Yichay for each and every one. Rishimon Oimer, Ad She'yoimer Shvua L'Chalecha V'echad, until you say Shvua for each one individually. Hachanami here also, Loy Chashiv Loy Shnei Nadarim, it's not considered separate Nadarim, Ad She'yoimer, Ad She'yoimer, until she says, she'ani toyemes, until she enunciates the words that I taste, l'chalecha ve'echad. Avlam amra, but if she says, koinam she'ani toyemes, loy te'ena v'layanava, if she just says one koinam for each one, then the halacha is, it's only one neder, according to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon neder echad havi. L'rabbanon, but according to the Rabbanon, who say you don't have to articulate the neder separately for each one, Havel hu shnei nedarim akvar kasavti l'mala v'perk poitzchim dekaimelan k'rib shemin. We already said earlier, we passing like k'rib shemin. Okay, new Mishnah. Let's say a guy says like this, Yoidea ani sheyesh nedarim. I know that she has nedarim. Aval ini yodeh sheish mefirin. I didn't know a husband could be made for a neder. He said a month later, you know, I heard her make a neder a month ago. I didn't realize I could be made for the neder. So the halacha is, yafer, he's allowed to annul the neder because the yoim shamay is determined not by when he heard it, but when he found out that he's able to annul it. However, yodeh ani sheish mefirin. If he says, I knew you could annul nedarim, but any adesh is a nether. I didn't know this is the kind of nether you could annul. So he has what is called partial knowledge. He knew she made nedarim. He knew you could be made for nedarim. He didn't know you could be made for these nedarim. Rameir oimer lo yafer. Rameir says he can't annul it. Now beforehand we learned it means he can't annul it on the day he finds out about it. He can't annul it on the day that he finds out that you could annul this nether. But there's another way to learn here. Another way to learn is he can't annul it even temporarily on the day he hears it, even though he knows he can't annul it, just in case he could. It seems like Rameir holds that this partial knowledge, namely that she has nedarim but not sure that he could be made for this nedar, is not considered yediya, and therefore he can't be made for it. Not on the day he hears it, because that's not really the day he finds out, because he didn't know he could be made for it. And not on the day he finds out he could be made for it, because he had the partial knowledge before. Chachamim l'cham say yafer, he could annul it, meaning when she makes it, the day she makes it. Even though on that day he didn't know you could annul it, but if he did annul it, that yediyah is considered yediyah. So it seems like Rameir holds partial yediyah is not yediyah, and the Chum say it is. Let's see the Ran. Amar Rava. Rava said, no, I'm sorry, the Mishnah. I knew my wife made a full-fledged neder. I didn't know you could be made for it. Shahabal, mefer. Shahabal, mefer shum neder. I didn't know husband could be made for any neder. Loi shal inoy nefesh, loi shabein el beina. Whether it's inoy nefesh or personal, yafer, he could be made for. La'achar mikan, later on, when he finds out that the husband could be mefer, on that day, that he finds out, until that day, it's not called the day he heard. But if he says, I know you could be mefer, I didn't know this is a neder. So Rameir, okay, let's explain this. Says Aran, there are two ways to view this. Way number one is Ikamanda Amar, there is an opinion de lo yafer klal. You can't annul it at all, Kamar. Loy hayoim, I can't annul it today. V'loy acher sheidiyu shuyach lafer, not on the day that you find out that you can annul it. Hayoim, today you can't annul it, deloy mikri yom shamay. Today's not called the day you heard it. Sheyehe mefer. It's not called the day that you heard that you could be made for. Elok shu yedea shu yachal offer. Because you didn't know on that day that you're able to annul it. Well, achar shohidiu, and when you find out shu yachal offer, nami lo yafer. Mishum di yedea kamaisa, because that first knowledge, legabe shalo yuchal offer, achar mikan, vis-a-vis that he can annul it later, Yom Shamay Mikri is called the day he heard, Ukvar Avar. Meaning, the day he hears is not really the Yom Shamay because he didn't know you can annul it. But on the day he finds out he can annul it, that's also not the day he heard it because he heard it before. So, partial Yediya, either way, is not a Yediya. Tachachamim Aymrim Yafer, B'yom Zeh, you could annul it today when you heard about it. The Sfirilu, the Mixas Yediya. He holds partial ideas like a whole idea. Avakosha avar yoimai. But once the day passes, shaveno mefer. You can annul it to yoim akama, because the first day is called the yoim shamai. Regarding that you could be made for it on that day. So basically, the machloikis is Rav Meir holds partial yediyah is yediyah, and Rav Meir holds partial yediyah, is not yediyah, and the chachamim say it is yediyah. Okay, so let's see the Gemara. We just have a short little Gemara. The Gemara has a stira. Or a mini, I have a stira, I have a contradiction. Beloy ra'ais, it says if somebody kills b'shoigeg, he goes into galos. Beloy ra'ais, if he didn't see. It says that somebody goes into galos if he didn't see. Now what does that mean? He goes into galos if he didn't see. So it's talking about somebody, let's say, killed b'shoigeg, and normally he would go into galos. It says, beloy ra'ais, he didn't see. Pratlasuma, this excludes a blind person who doesn't go into galus because he never had the ability to see. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds partial yediyah, seemingly is not yediyah. Rameir Oimer, Rameir says, B'loi Rois, L'rabbi says Asuma, to include a blind person. So look in the Ran, we're a mini b'lei ra'ois prat l'suma mishar ges hanefesh b'shoigeg. Someone who kills b'shoigeg, einoi goyle, doesn't go into galus. Demidich siv b'lei ra'ois, from the fact that it says without seeing, mashma dekanu b'lei ra'ois. It's mashma without seeing, because one second. That since it says without seeing, it's mashma tekanu b'loy ra'ois. Here he didn't see. Avo b'makam acher yachol l'ra'ois. But he has the ability to see elsewhere. It says he didn't see in this case. He didn't see the person he killed. But it's mashma he could see in general. And Rameir Oimer l'rabbi says asuma dekivan de'islei miktsas yediya. Since he had partial knowledge, because even though he can't see, but it's not total. See, Rabbi Yehuda holds, if he couldn't see, that's not b'shoigeg. It's without any knowledge at all. Partial yediyah is not yediyah. But Rav Meir says, no, partial yediyah is yediyah. Because even though you can't see, you could hear, you could feel, the guy's coming. Even though you don't know exactly where he is, since you don't see him, still it's called a full yediyah. So that means by killing, Rav Meir holds partial yediyah is a yediyah. And yet, when it comes to nedarim, partial yediyah is not considered. B'yayim Shammai. Rav Meir holds that you could annul it. B'yayim Shammai. Rabbi Yehuda holds no. Partial yediyah by nedarim is not yediyah. Partial yediyah, is yediyah. I mean, Rav Meir holds that by nedarim, partial yediyah is not yediyah, and therefore you're not to be mefer. Not on the day you hear about it, and not on the day you find out, partial yediyah is not yediyah. And yet by murder, Rav Meir holds partial yediyah is yediyah, and by nedarim, the Chachamim say, partial yediyah, that the fact that you know that there are some nedarim that can be annulled, that allows you to annul, partial yediyah is yediyah, and yet when it comes to killing b'shoigeg, partial yediyah is not yediyah. That is Pei Zayin Amud Beis. And like we mentioned, we're learning Pei Zayin, Daf 87, because this week's Parasha Chukas has 87 psukim. Have a great day, everyone. Thanks for joining.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.